He was aware that the qualities distinguishing her from the herd of her sex were chiefly external, as though a fine glaze of beauty and fastidiousness had been applied to vulgar clay. Yet the analogy left him unsatisfied, for a coarse texture will not take a high finish. And was it not possible that the material was fine, but that circumstances had fashioned it into a futile shape? As he reached this point in his speculations, the sun came out, and her lifted parasol cut off his enjoyment. A moment or two later, she paused with a sigh. "Oh, dear, I'm so hot and thirsty, and what a hideous place New York is." She looked despairingly up and down the dreary thoroughfare. "Other cities put on their best clothes in summer, but New York seems to sit in its shirt sleeves." Her eyes wandered down one of the side streets. "Well, someone has had the humanity to plant a few trees over there. Let us go into the shade."
"I'm glad my street meets with your approval," said Selden as they turned the corner.
"Your street? Do you live here?" She glanced with interest along the new brick and limestone house fronts, fantastically varied in obedience to the American craving for novelty, but fresh and inviting with their awnings.